Hey, so this live is special because we're going to finally show a bit of our home. I think it's fun to see home tours and how they look. So, yeah, but of course it's fun. This is exactly how we live. And you can see, and then I'm also going to give a few re-interior tips and redesign tips and also show you sort of what we're working on too. But yeah, this is the boys' room. The theme was actually inspired by this lamp, which is really cute. And IKEA, I got it at a thrift store, but it's from IKEA, as many things are. And I love that idea of the complementary colors for the boys. This is also IKEA. And then their names. And sorry, I don't want to be too shaky. And a lot of what I do is decorating with their toys. So they have a lot of toys, but I use them as a decoration because it's based on what they love, as you know, is a big theme, focusing on what are the favorites. And that's a lot of how I decorate a home. So this is the entrance coming in the door. And we have a little family tribute thing here. Hanging coats is very important in Norway. This is the other side as well. And for shoes, it's not so easy to get the view. In there is the bathroom, which you can see. This bathroom was inspired by this rug. I don't know if you can read it. That says, "Take me to the sea." I apologize. I hope no one's getting seasick from my viewing. But yeah, okay. That's the rug. So take me to the sea. And I have a theme here of at the beach, which is that's what that means in Norwegian. And it's a very basic bathroom, but I actually really love it. And that we have a bathtub and these curtains. They fit with the rug, and it just makes me really happy. And this also is sort of going with the beach theme. And here we have a cat. It's at the litter box. There's Henrik and Kevin's contributions to decor. But I put the towels in like a beach basket to give us a little extra space, and it sort of adds so that the litter box isn't just the litter box, but it has kind of a purpose. Because I think that's a great tip if you have something that you have to use, but it's kind of like an eyesore, you don't really love it, is to give it a purpose, you know, and then it looks at least like it fits more in. You get what I mean? Here is our, what I like to call my gallery. I have some favorite photos. This is Edvard Munch. You know him? He's like Norwegian, probably the most famous of the Norwegian artists that's known internationally. This is a picture of the fjord. There's the phone reflecting. Also, fjord. My good friend Misan, shout out. She painted that for me when I moved to Norway. Here from, this is a Nigerian painting. As you can see, I really love color and especially the sort of color wheels, complementary colors, like I decorated in the boys' room that way. And hey, and also decorating, like those are my favorite paintings. So these ones all kind of have that color scheme in this area to make it really colorful. This mirror is like my happy space. So happy this sun mirror. And it reflects the light from the kitchen, which you're gonna see in a second. The kitchen is quite a special room here in this house. But I took a long time to find this. It was something like I envisioned it in my mind, and then it was really hard to find. And when I finally saw it at this one shop called Indisco, I was like, that's it. That's what I had envisioned in my mind. And I think that's one of the best feelings. But sometimes it's not always easy to like wait, keep waiting, you know, when you want something specific for your home. But I really encourage you to do that. Like always focus on waiting to get the one you really love. Okay, now this is our funky kitchen. I like to call it funky. We rent this apartment, so we did not invest in. Hey, Alexandra, thanks for watching. We didn't, you know, we're not gonna change it. But I remember when we first saw the photos and it was like green. I was like, what were they thinking? And I determined instead to focus on this window because I love this view. You can see the mountains. And here in the window, I've also put in, this is a Norwegian, it's called Rosenmaling. Oh, you can't really see it well. Norwegian art form where they paint on wood and they call it like rose painting. Sorry, I gotta get the better lighting. Yeah, as you can see, it's green cabinets in this kitchen. And this is a sort of mess corner here, but as you walk in, which is what I sort of did, the first thing you see and what I emphasized because I didn't like the kitchen at first, it's grown on me, is to focus on what you see first. That's always really important. And that will help you to feel better about a room, like if you don't like it. And also then the second thing I put up was this painting. It's a painting I did, but it's from my favorite artist, an imitation I did of Cezanne. And it kind of brings together the colors, like the green. And it's, again, those favorite colors that I like. So it helped to, you got to work with what you have, you know, instead of trying to fight it. And then the rest, we sort of just made it our own, like adding little things on the top. You're going to see a lot of things like from like different African countries, because I've lived in a lot of different African countries, and also from Korea. So I really make a conscious effort to use those things in how we decorate. And here, I don't know if you can see this, we've got our mugs hanging. This is my absolute favorite mug. I felt like when I bought myself a mom mug, I was officially a mom. And now we're entering our living room. You probably recognize this from some live streams. This is our fireplace. And often I will do the live streams from dining room table, which you can see here. It's like really nice. We changed this table. So those of you who have been here before, you're like, that's not the same table. I was looking for a long time for a different table. These are flowers from my birthday. They still lasted. Really nice. And here, sorry, oh, I'm not making this really dizzy. Yeah, again, things that really inspire me. Kind of this is the motto of how I decorate. Do small things with great love. And some days you just have to create your own sunshine. I have a couple of folks like that. And also always have like a basket of blankets because it does get cold in Norway. And this cabinet is special. All the things in there are things that we got from our wedding. So, hey! So it's again, like, I really take a lot of time to decorate with intention and meaning. Like, really have the things that I've chosen to display are for a specific reason, and it brings us joy. Like, it's for a long time, we didn't have this sort of wine cabinet, as you call it. And we had them just sort of in our regular cabinets in the kitchen. And it just felt not right because they're so beautiful. And also, it's a great reminder of a wonderful wedding we had and all the relatives who gave us those. So I love having it on display. It's a big thing. And then, so this is all one room, but we sort of divided it in different spaces. So you can see this is our living area. And it's got more of like warmer tones. The bookshelf, that's the TV. I'm not a big fan of TV. I think as many people are, they're always the challenge with decorating, how to like not let them dominate. And my husband and I, Alexander, we're all debating. I would love to put up like a screen here. You know, those pretty wood screens. But he thinks it would take up too much space and it would also affect the light. So you can vote in the comments because that would be fun. Vote for the screen or not. What do you think in the space? I love getting your opinion because you can kind of see there's the dining room and there it is. And when you enter, this is what you see. That's my cafe-inspired workspace. I've also talked about that in some different things. I have several workspaces, but I brought the cafe home to me with that. And also I wanted just a tip, like if you... Something that's really simple to do, but your curtains, it kind of looks messy here. I sort of just hung them up, but we like to let in the light. It's a really big thing, and I know some people will take down curtains in the summer when they really want the light, but if, depending on the type of material you have, it's very easy to sort of drape them up, and you can do it in a nicer way, but it's just a fun way to change up the look, and we do that a lot with these curtains, too. They're very sheer. Sometimes we leave them down. Sometimes we drape them up. And it just changes the light and the atmosphere in the apartment. So that's like a really simple thing that you can do just if you want to change things up or if you want to bring in more light. Here, the opening, I will show you the balcony. Woo! And our view. Talk about this view a lot. This was a Parisian-inspired balcony. Our poor flowers are needing more water, but I love this view. We're on the third floor, so we just see the trees. Hey, Jay! You're joining in? Yeah. And this this gallery wall I really love. It's my like when we first moved in, because I moved in and I was pregnant with my second son, and he came 2 days after we moved in. So we were surrounded by boxes and I just knew right away that, like, and I'm nursing, and I couldn't get a lot of things unpacked. So I'm very, as you can notice, I have a lot on the walls. It's very important to me. I love art. So this gallery wall, it wasn't exactly the same as it is now, but this gallery wall was like the first thing I did. And you know, that's quite different. Like many people, when they come, they focus on other things they want to get unpacked. Often it's the kitchen or different things. But for me, putting things on the wall, it's actually always been something. I've moved around a lot as a little girl, and that was like how I made something home. So I put it up, and actually before we had the couch over there, so I put it up so that I could sit and nurse my son and I could see that and have like visual inspiration instead of focusing on all the boxes. So that's a big tip as well. Like when you're moving or just when you're in situations where you feel like you're a little frustrated by a certain area of your home, focus on enhancing something that will inspire you, like a visual oasis that really connects with your eyes. And what I also love about this gallery wall, it's a mix of paintings that I've done and also Henrik. There's one from Henrik. This one he did last year, which I really love. It's like a tree. And the tree he didn't do, someone in his barn hugger did that, but then he did the paint and the glitter, and it's actually like grass here. Anyway, I thought it was very nice, and I made that was sort of why I changed the gallery wall, because I wanted to put that there. This is a painting I've done about the world and its different places that are significant to us and where Alexander and I have traveled together. It's called Four Corners. You see the different puzzle pieces? I did that when I was pregnant with Henrik because my first son. Because I knew that I wouldn't be able to do a lot of art, so I had this like period where I was gonna just create a bunch of things. And I also created this. This is a corner in Oslo. Thank you. Yes, definitely. Thank you. Yeah, it's so important to have some point of inspiration in one area, you know, to just that inspires you and motivates you to keep cleaning other areas or keep changing. Yeah, so this is also Oslo, this is where we used to live, like Oslogata, one area that I just really like, and it's a cafe I really liked. And it was important for me. I'm very much inspired by buildings, but actually, and city art, but actually, my husband is much more inspired by nature, which I am as well. And so, most of like the art and focus is nature. We have a lot of animals in what I've chosen on the walls. Also, on this side, here is a bird, something I painted for my grandmother, because she loved those birds. And I think just something I also recommend for like with children, I'm really big about encouraging art for at a young age. And having these animals is such a great like conversation. Like they love it because you know children recognize and learn about animals early on. But it also is a way to connect them to art. And we talk about it. We used to have our dining table here, so we'd also like point at the pictures and talk about them. And I think again, that's another, like, I'm very big on wall decor and things, but I think it's very nice to introduce children to art early on and encourage them to talk about it and also their own art. I didn't point that out, but I hope you saw that. I'll just show you again in their room is that we hang up everything that they do. We rotate the different pieces that they do, and that's like their area where they create. So big on that art, lots of color. For kids, it really encourages creativity. And lastly is our bedroom, the master bedroom. Interestingly, it has like this sort of French door, which is really pretty, but it's not so practical because it's just clear windows. So I hung up this Nigerian print. It's like a fabric that was printed with like wax and then dyed. It's got a really cool pattern. And I use that also here. That's a good tip is like to carry, if you carry or repeat like certain colors, at least in three different spots in your house, it really helps tie it together. So even though it's like it's got its own kind of busy print, because I can carry it into other areas of the home, it helps bring a like unified look. All right, and then lastly is our bedroom. I have actually two workspaces. So there is my desk, craft desk. Where it's like a pull-out desk, you can see. So I put a lot of projects that I'm working on, art projects there. And then the cafe desk here is where I do like computer work because I need a clear space. This is also another painting that I did, underwater inspired, the bed. It's not ideal to have a desk in the bedroom. So I would say if you have to, depending on your space, work with your space, then try to create different sections. So here the bed sort of divides it there. And then we have a little lounge area here. It's nice. And this my tribute, like again, freaking art, and also this is from our wedding. There's a lot of personal things that was hung on our car when we had our wedding. From Korea. I have a few art pieces from Korea. And also this mirror, I talked about it before, how I hung the flamingo on there as a reminder to dance more. And yeah, so that's the main tour. I just wanted to mention again how, because I've talked about aesthetic style and how I use that in my home. For me, that's a lot about color. It is color and balance. And so I've balanced out a lot, like for example, in this room. Having there's a the dark chair that's really dark, right? And then the painting is also dark, so it helps that it doesn't just dominate or make the room feel unbalanced. And then on top of that, this long mirror is also black. So that's the way, like, that's a big thing I focus on a lot is having equal weight in terms of like if you have a lot of dark furniture, if you have a lot of light furniture, that you spread it out. And not everyone has to do that. Not everyone cares. But for me, because balance is so important to me, I focus on that a lot. And the same with this bookshelf, which is very dark. We put our, that's our cat thing. It's an eyesore. I wish but we need it for our cat. But so this dark bookshelf, and then over here, this is white. So it was unbalanced, even though we have the fireplace, which is black. It kind of added, so that's why I added this sort of very dark photo. It pops out, but it also balances out with the dark bookshelf. So, and those are little conscious decisions that I make because when I'm looking around in the room, I'll notice that something feels off, and it's usually that. It's usually the balance or the color. And as I said before, we rent it so we don't have the option to paint so much. Ideally, probably I wouldn't have all white walls. Just one last tip before I conclude is if you do have like white walls like us, it is actually more challenging to add a lot of color because either the color pops or it's harder to find a scheme. So in that case, the best thing you could do is focus on like natural materials. So having wood or light colors. We have a lot of this like the straw basket, things like that because that and it matches with the wood floor. That will help kind of soften the white because white is pretty harsh actually, and it is nice if you can to have a little bit of color. The hardest color scheme to or like to add color to is a grayscale. So that's why I think a lot of times you do see that rooms are all in gray because it's very hard to bring in color with that. Like if you have white, black, and gray. So that was very, I was very adamant about not having like a gray sofa because even though our sofa is kind of like this brown beige, it's more of a natural tone. Because yeah, then if I had the gray, it would have been much harder to have that kind of colorful sort of pinkish red rug and add the color in the wall. So that's just a tip I learned from a, oh, what's her name? I can post it later, but Dagny, she's a Norwegian like color expert. And she was saying that that is often the challenge. So if you feel like it's a challenge to add, you want more color, but it's hard to add it to your home, you have to look at like what are the big furniture pieces. And if a lot of it is like gray, try to change a little bit to more natural, like maybe chairs that are wooden or something where you could add those natural color tones. And that will bring in more color. That's the easiest way with white. So. Yeah, and if you have any questions, feel free to ask. Like I said, this is the last sort of live stream that I've been doing where I talk and do trainings, and this is a special one with the home tour. The rest of them will be question and answer. So it'll be Q&A Friday based on previous questions you've asked me and then any questions that come in. So thank you for joining and have a great weekend. Bye.